You know, I'm really excited to see all of you here tonight. And to start with, I'm just going to say a couple of things concerning deliverance. And then I said tonight, that's all we're going to do. I'm not going to do a lot of teaching tonight, simply because the last 2 weeks we've done some teaching on authority, which I'm going to go over a couple of little things with that. But, you know, about 2 years ago or a year ago, remember you prophesied we'd have almost 200 people coming, and that's almost what's here tonight. They're just coming in. We'll probably go over that. But let me tell you something. God is getting ready to do some things. And the major way that God does things is that, you know, the only hindrance to the kingdom of God, other than us sometimes, are principalities and powers and ruler spirits. And basically, we allow them to influence us. And when they influence us, that's when the kingdom of God is hindered, because we are the kingdom of God. Amen? And so we need to be getting our lives into proper alignment, get our lives cleansed. You know, Derek Prince, who was a great deliverance minister, said one time, he said that he wanted to write a book on holiness is not an option. And he said, God is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And he said, the church, the demonic spirits are the spots and the wrinkles. So we need to begin to start dealing with things. And a lot of times we don't even recognize that some of this garbage that's always going on, these cycles we continually repeat and repeat and repeat, are demonic forces that have been assigned against us, even in the generations. And we have authority over them to cleanse them out of our lives. So we need to begin to learn about our enemy. We need to begin to understand some of his warfare, some of his tactics and his schemes, so we can begin to take him out. And then when we take him out of our lives, we begin to influence other lives. Okay? Now I say all of this because it is really, this place should be filled this way every single week. Every single week. Because when we begin to deal with these things, the church is going to begin to move forward and accomplish what God has sent her out to do. Now, about a week ago, Lou and I were out shopping at Bergner's, and we ran into the Maylegs, and they were out shopping at Bergner's, getting all those good deals. But as I walked up to Michelle, immediately the Holy Spirit said to me to tell her that the miracles that we have been seeing here are only seeds of greater miracles that God is getting ready to do in this body. Okay, now just to let you know what God is wanting to do. See, miracles as seeds will begin to show us that those are things that we can look at to begin to provoke our faith to expect God for greater things. You know, and some of the things that we have seen through deliverance, we saw a baby come back to life that was dead in the womb. The doctor said the baby was dead. We prayed. They went in the next day. The HCG levels had gone way up. The baby was alive. The mama, I don't know if she's here tonight. She is. Praise the Lord back there. Her baby was born, 5 weeks ago? Hallelujah. She's got him right back there. Hallelujah. That's a miracle, a deliverance miracle. We had another lady who brought a little boy up who had Percy's disease at one of the encounters, which was what my son had. We command, that's the bone is dead in the hip. We commanded the spirit of death to come out of his leg and prayed the same scriptures we prayed over our son. And about 4 or 5 weeks ago, that little boy walked up to the front of the church here to join the church with his mom and dad. Another miracle. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, these are seeds of deliverance. You know, the ministry of deliverance is a miraculous ministry. It's the working of miracles. So if you want to see miracles, start getting deliverance into your life and watch the domino effect it'll begin to have in your family. And it's something you pursue, something you go after. We had another lady who had extreme depression, suicidal tendencies, was let go from her job. She came, has gotten freedom, and back at work now, the suicide is gone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Had another gal, and I don't know if they're here tonight too, but she was in the accident that they did with that She is back there, okay? Adrienne, I'm going to tell your story just a little bit. She was in that horrible train accident in Rockford about 3 years ago where her mother was killed in when the trains the tracks went out and the train blew up, and they were burned severely. And she has been in trauma for 3 years, depression. She's gone to psychiatrists and psychologists and everything under the sun. And this summer, maybe around August, she gave her life to Jesus. And Lydia brought her to me, and we began to pray for her, and we took authority over that trauma. When she walked out of the house that day, she was a totally different person. Where the world could do nothing, Jesus set her free. Hallelujah. Now, and the number one thing you need to get here is we are not taking credit, because we have no ability to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, but he that's in us does. Amen? But literally, she got so radically free that since then, her fiance has gotten saved. His brother, his mother, his dad's coming, a couple of his aunts. I mean, it's just overflowing and overflowing and overflowing. Now, is salvation not one of the greatest miracles? We know. Hallelujah. And the Lord said that these miracles that we are seeing are forerunners of greater miracles that are yet to come into this house. Amen. Amen. And you know, as we come together, we begin to get free ourselves. Momentum builds. And if one can set 1,000, two can set 10,000. That's why we're feeling the literally the energy in this room, because you come expecting to get free. Amen. So I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures in this is what we had talked about last week, but just so you understand, as we pray tonight, your deliverance, you need to engage yourself with the deliverance. That means the responsibility of you getting free is yours, not mine. I'm going to call them out, and you can tell them to go in the name of Jesus. Now, we don't do wild and crazy deliverance here, and the reason that we don't is because Jesus already defeated him, brought him to nothing, disarmed him, made a bold display of him, triumphed over him in the cross. And so we are dealing with an enemy that has been brought to nothing. Amen. So he's not in charge. Here we are. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you all authority." What does he give us authority for? So that we can begin to take charge of our lives. You know, and I don't know about you, but I am tired of watching the body of Christ get beat up, be dysfunctional, have one thing right after another go wrong in their lives, and then we look and say, "Okay, God, you know, when I came into the kingdom, I expected all this to change." And you know why some of these things have not changed? It's because we've not stepped to the plate, and we've not stepped into the position. He said, "You speak to the mountain, you cast out devils." See, and when the church comes in, we've got as many devils here as they do out there. That's pretty sad, folks. And I'll tell you another thing. This church has given you a ministry that casts them out. That's operating in what Jesus commissioned the church to do. And that's why we're seeing the miracles. And I'll tell you what, we have seen nothing yet compared to what he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I just love this. But God disarmed principalities and powers that were raged against us. He made a bold display of them. He triumphed over them. He made a public example of them in the cross. And then in Luke 10, 19, it says, "Behold," this is amplified version, but I want you to get this. "Behold, I give you power and authority. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions. I have given you physical and mental strength over what? All the power the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any means harm you." The word authority means the right to rule. At the fall, The devil gained authority, but he never lost his power. The devil has power, but at the cross, Jesus stripped him of authority. He still has power, but we've been given authority to rule over all of his powers. Therefore, if sickness has attacked you tonight, you have authority to rule over that sickness and that disease. You have authority to begin to start taking ground back. When God sent Israel into the promised land, he said, go in and possess it. And there are all sorts of demonic kings everywhere. And the word possess means to dispossess. They had to go in and dispossess their enemy. It's the same thing with us. We have got to begin to dispossess the enemy where he has gotten into our lives. Okay? And we come to God and we come in and we bring all this garbage. And, you know, if you go back and you study in early history, one of the first things they did is they helped people get free of their devils. And the power of God was released among them. And that, again, is why. Because when you remove the hindrance, it's not God that's blocking. See, but when we began to get rid of our sacred cows, when we began to pull down some of these weird belief systems that we have. You know, Pastor Kevin talked about that. I'm going to read that one to you too. And we're going to actually pray that. We're going to do different corporate deliverance a little bit different tonight. And one of the things, if you've ever sat in my corporate deliverance before, one of the things that we're going to do a little bit tonight, that's different. And I'm going to tell you why we're going to do it. We're going to do it because I believe the Lord wants us to do it. And I believe I hear the Lord. I do. I really believe I hear. In fact, I don't believe. I know that I hear God. I know that I do. You know, and I'll tell you what, the more you cast devils out of yourself, the more you can hear God. Yeah, because you don't have all that other garbage in there. But recently, Prophetess Norma had a guy here by the name of Stephen Garner, who did an intercessory prayer conference. And if you missed that, you missed a good conference. It was worth being here for. But anyway, he also does some deliverance, and I was listening to one of his CDs on deliverance. And one of his music ministers had taken all of his various deliverances and put them to music in the background. And so as I listened to it, the power that the music added to that, you know, music is used as a tool of warfare. Praise is a tool of warfare. The dance is a tool of warfare. And so I wanted to bring some warfare music in tonight as we do corporate deliverance, because I believe as we do that, we're going to enter into a realm in the heavenlies we've not gone before, okay? God is ready to begin to start tearing some things down, okay? And I've said this before, I believe that we don't just run out and start trying to take down principalities and powers. First, you get this vessel free, okay? But when we corporately begin to get cleansed, God can then begin to pull down some things that are hindering the move of God in this region. And God is ready to take Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin back, and then it's going to go out from the nation, or from this city to the nations. And you know what I want to tell you? This church is not here by accident. God's hand is mightily upon this place. And this place is going to literally influence cultures and nations. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Kevin taught on this, on taking arguments and strongholds and things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. So tonight it says here, we refute arguments and theories, reasonings of 2 Corinthians 10:5. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. So right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we take these weapons of ours, which are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and the destruction of these strongholds. Now I decree and declare tonight the destruction of strongholds in your lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I declare the destruction of strongholds in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. God, we refute right now every argument. Every argument that's in this place tonight, God, I refute it with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pull them down. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. Every theory, every reasoning, every proud and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I declare right now, the knowledge of God says that by his stripes you are healed. So Father, right now we command that lofty and that proud thing that has exalted itself against the healing knowledge, the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we cast it down. I declare right now that tonight cancer is going to be gone in the name of Jesus, and you are going to walk in your healing in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, sickness, and disease, arthritis, you're going to go in the name of Jesus, because we refute arguments against the proud and lofty arguments against the knowledge of the word of the living God. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we take every thought and every purpose captive tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we take those thoughts captive right now. So I call into captivity every thought in this house right now. I command right now anything that's endeavoring to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, I say you come into obedience to the knowledge of the word of the living God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to lead you through some prayers to start with. And I'm going to explain these to you in just a second. What we're going to do is I'm going to lead you some prayers to break legal rights of the enemy. God is not a legalist, but the devil is. So if the devil has any area in our lives where he has had a legal right, whether it's generational or any place else, he will not move until those legal rights are broken. That's why if we ever are doing deliverance and we're getting where a demonic spirit is trying to tear somebody, we just stop it. Because it just tells us there's a legal right, that all we have to do is simply break it through the authority of Jesus Christ, and that person can get delivered easily. We're dealing with a defeated enemy. Never forget that. Jesus already defeated him. So I'm going to lead you through some prayers of repentance. We're told to renounce and repent for different things, and so we're going to go through those. I'm going to lead you through a prayer, first of all, for the Lordship of Jesus Christ, which simply means if I have one person in here and you've never come to that place where you have surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that before we even go into this. Reason being is because if you don't know Jesus, you have no protection. Now, if you're a believer, Matthew 12, I want to tell you this, is always misused, where it says that a spirit is cast out. It goes into dry places looking for rest and finds none. So he returns to his house, which is empty, swept, and clean. That is not talking about the believer. I am not empty. My house is dwelt by the Holy Spirit. So he cannot come, but he can go back to an unbeliever. So I'm going to give you an opportunity. When we cast stuff out, you never have to worry about that stuff being able to come back to you with seven more wicked, because your house is not empty. It's indwelled by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So I want you to just repeat after me, and I want the whole group to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I confess that I have sinned, and I acknowledge my need for you. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I invite you now to be the Lord of every area of my life. Lord of my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings, my reactions, my will, my decisions, my body, my behavior. my spirit and my relationship with you. Lord, of my time, my work, my family, my possessions, and all my relationships. Thank you, Jesus, that I was set free. Okay, I'm going to lead you in a prayer to renounce generational iniquities. And that means no matter what's in your bloodline, whether it's diseases, whether it's sin patterns, lust, perversion, poverty, lack, witchcraft, we're going to repent and break the authority of all. You know, you can't repent for your dead relatives, but you can cover that sin, that iniquity, with the blood of Jesus. So I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my iniquity and the iniquity of my ancestors. We have sinned against you, but today I repent for my entire ancestral line. We have committed. Now I want you to just name, and you can just name it out loud, but you do it quietly, but name it out loud. Any generational sin, any iniquity, you know, alcoholism, drug addiction, any of that, lying, stealing, incarcerations, poverty. Lord, I ask you to forgive and cleanse me. Purge from my spirit, soul, and body all this iniquity. I now command all iniquity residing in my body, residing in my bones, my organs, my blood, my cells, my DNA, my genetics, leave me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cancel any curse that results from this iniquity. And I declare that the righteousness of God is established in my life and the life of my generations in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're going to take back our bloodlines, folks. We're going to take back our children and our grandchildren. We're going to take back. We're going into the enemy's camp, and we're going to take back what he has stolen from us. In the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I am tired of the enemy stealing from the body of Christ. Okay, I'm going to lead you in a prayer to forgive. And I don't care who it is that you have to forgive. Whatever it is, this is the number one thing that will hinder deliverance in your life. And all you need to do is forgive by a choice of your will. When you got saved, you might not always feel saved, but you, by choice of your will, decided to surrender your life to Jesus. This is the same thing. By choice of your will, you're going to release that person. Now, I want you, when I go through this, you can say their name. And you say what you're forgiving them for, what you're going to release them for. It's really important that you do it in that way. No matter what's been done to you, tonight's the night you get to release it and be free by a choice of your will. I want you to say, Jesus, I thank you for dying that I might be forgiven. By an act of my will, I now choose to express the desire of my heart and forgive those who have hurt me. I forgive. Now say whoever you need to forgive and say what you're forgiving them for. You might even need to forgive your parents for giving you an ungodly lineage. Father, I forgive and I release each and every one of these into the freedom of my forgiveness in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to lead you in one more on forgiveness, and that's to forgive yourself. If you've sinned and you've done things wrong, you have no more right to hold yourself in bondage than you do anybody. So you need to release yourself. I want you to say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me for the things that I have done. I now choose to forgive myself for the things which I know you have already forgiven me for. In the name of Jesus. Okay, we're going to do three more prayers. We're going to do one with the occult. And the occult comes from every type of witchcraft, divination, praying to the dead, going to movies that are nothing but the occult. Those are a lot of what's out there. Horror movies. It's Harry Potter. It's the Twilight. It's toys, video games. If they're full of the occult, you are participating with the occult. Like it or not, I have cast more demons out of children who have involved themselves with things like Pokemon and Twilight. And I could tell you stories about Twilight. The blood diseases. People have gotten in a number of other things by participating with these things. If you have them in your home, you need to cleanse them out of your house. Father, I confess that I have sinned against you and your word by my involvement with the following occult practices. Now you name whatever it is. Horoscopes, going to fortune tellers, psychic readers, calling them up. Remember, as we do these are breaking strongholds. These are breaking legal rights. So when we go to pray, there's not going to be any rights that the devil has to stay. Hallelujah. God, I acknowledge that these practices are the worship of Satan. I choose to place Jesus Christ on the throne of my life. I ask you to forgive me for these and any other occult involvement that I may knowingly or unknowingly entered into, in the name of Jesus. Okay, the next one we're going to do is sexual sin. Father, I confess that at various times in my life, I have been powerless against the continuing attacks of the enemy on my sexuality. I have chosen to sin in various ways. And I ask you, God, to forgive me for the following. Now you just name them. Fornication, adultery. If incest has molestation, if it's been done to you, repent for that sin. Pornography, lust, homosexuality. Lord, I now agree with your verdict on my sin. I renounce all pleasure associated with these sins. I ask you to cleanse my memories, heal the hurts, and forgive me. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing he won't forgive. Hallelujah. We're going to break ungodly soul ties, an ungodly soul tie is an ungodly emotional tie that you could have it with your mother, your father, any person who controls you. You can have it with a sexual partner. You could have it with past pastors, churches, whatever, wherever something has had a hold on you. We're going to cut these and break them off of you. In the name of Jesus, I break all ungodly spirit, soul, and body ties established between me. Name that person. I cut that linking supernaturally, and I ask you, Lord, to remove from me all the negative influence of these people and draw back to me every part wrongfully tied in bondage to these people. I now speak directly to every evil spirit that has taken advantage of these ungodly soul ties, and I order them to leave me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to begin to lead you through some more prayers I'm going to have you renounce all sorts of different things. And what I'm going to do as we do this, as I do that, I'm going to be going back and forth and casting out as we go. Jesus didn't say just to renounce the works of darkness. He said to cast them out. Okay, you can renounce them, but you have to cast out the devil if you want him gone. Okay? And some of the ways that you're going to release, I wanted to tell you this so I go over this with you. The demonic spirits come out their breath. So you can just breathe them out. Take a deep breath and breathe out. I'll tell you that. You might feel like coughing, burping, crying, laughing. Let it go, okay? I mean, we all know what deliverance is. You know, Lou and I used to drive down the road and cast devils out of ourselves, and then we'd go, just, we were going to make sure we got them all out. Take a deep breath, release them. You know, what's our part? We want to be clean. We want to be free. No more chains holding me. From now on, I am free. Amen? That takes your engaging in this with me, okay? As you engage, your freedom comes. Because you're dealing with a demon that's already brought to nothing and disarmed. Amen? I'm going to lead you through one more prayer. This one's so good. How many of you have made wrong decisions in your life? When we make a bad decision, you know what? This is how we do. We'll go to God and repent for all of our sins and believe He'll forgive us. But then when we make wrong financial decisions or maybe wrong decisions with our kids, we just think we have to reap them. But do you know Jesus took those on the cross too? Every one of your bad decisions, and I don't think there's anything that the devil doesn't try to hammer us more with than wrong and ill-advised decisions we've made. Well, today we're going to break that off of us. We're going to come out of agreement that we have to pay for all of these things and all the evil that the devil wants to bring on us because of wrong decisions we've made. Amen? Okay, I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come out of agreement with all the rippling effects of evil loosed against me because of poor choices and ill-advised decisions that I've made. I renounce all assignments of evil programs that have been released against my life because of bad decisions that I have made. And even those that have preceded me, I decree I am free from every generational effect of evil, of wickedness. I pronounce over my life a walk free from all calamity, distress, adversity, affliction, destruction, dysfunction, sorrow, grief, worthlessness, and wretchedness in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus, you nailed these things to the cross for me. Amen. Amen. So we're done letting the devil wipe us up with bad choices we've made. It's time we go forward. It's time we move into what God has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray over you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. God, I ask, God, for the families that are in here, Lord. And I say, oh God, deliver the families from these evil programs in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray today that every evil assignment that's been released against your people, God, that every one of these be broken today in the name of Jesus. I come against spirits of destruction and discord and strife and dysfunction. And I call them out. I say, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against all attacks against family structures. In the name of Jesus. The structure of the family. I come against separation and divorce. In the name of Jesus. I come against adultery and betrayal. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we dismantle and render inoperative, God, every one of these things. In the name of Jesus. I command all calamity, all distress, hopelessness, rebellion, leave, go from God's people. Now y'all need to take a deep breath and release that. You all need to speak and say, yes, go from me now. Release me. Get out of my children. Get out of my house. In the name of Jesus, every evil assignment, I command you, go. Go from me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every assignment of death, we dismantle you. In the name of Jesus, every assignment of sickness and diseases, I dismantle you tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, God, we dismantle generational curses. We dismantle iniquity and idolatry. We dismantle lust and perversion that have been assigned against our homes. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against spirits of fear. In the name of Jesus, lack and poverty, the spirit of debt, I break that spirit of debt off the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I come against every antichrist spirit. In the name of Jesus, and we command the antichrist spirit of rebellion and stubbornness to go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Now, as I pray these things, and part of them you can pray with me, but I want you to tell them to go. Begin to cast them out of your children. Break them off your bloodline. Men, you know, whatever position you are in, you are a patriarch or a matriarch, and you have authority. You have authority. And you can begin to start breaking these things off your homes, off your children, off your grandchildren. It's time we take our families back. And I'm not telling you that it might not be a bit of a fight. It is. But you know what? Till we start doing it, it won't happen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, say that. Heavenly Father, I thank you for deliverance that comes from you. You've sent your word to heal me and deliver me from all my destructions. I decree your word has come. You've exposed root situations, cycles, and doors for destruction that have trafficked in and out of my life for generations. But I speak to these roots. I speak to these cycles. I speak to this destruction and the trafficking of the enemy. And I command you, go from me. Come out of my house. Come out of my bloodline. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, begin to speak that out. Begin to tell that to go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak alienation to every root. I command every root, every gate right now in your lives to be closed in the name of Jesus. I'll just pray this over you. All you got to do is agree with me, and as I'm casting these things out, you speak to them also and say, no, you get out of my life. Get out of my life. And especially if you see children in your family that are acting and walking these things out, you call that out of your child. It's your house. You take authority in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now alienation to every destructive root. I command every door, every gate to be closed right now in the name of Jesus. I command the patterns of vicious cycles that continually keep repeating and repeating in your lives. I declare they are broken in the name of Jesus. Begin to break them with me. I declare broken in my life in the name of Jesus. You know what patterns you're following all the time. Pornography. I break your cycle. I break your patterns in the name of Jesus. I break the patterns of strife and discord in the name of Jesus. I break the patterns of destruction and worthlessness and sexual immorality in the name of Jesus. I break the patterns of anxiety and fear and worry and panic attacks and depression. I break your cycles and I call you out. I call you out of God's people in the name of Jesus. I command right now, come out. Come out of God's people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose, loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Father, any area where we have provoked you, God, through idolatry, we renounce idols today in the name of Jesus. God, we renounce the high and lofty things that have been signed against us in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And God, today we break covenants. God, we break ungodly covenants that we have made with the enemy. I come against, even in the name of Jesus, the veneration of Mary in the name of Jesus. God, where only you, Jesus, are the only way to heaven, God. I break the spirit of idolatry, of praying to the dead, of doing rosary bead prayers, rather than going through the name of Jesus Christ to the Father. God, we cut that down, that high and lofty thing, that spirit of Babylon. We break it in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. God, we break off right now, praying to the dead, necromancy, divination, in the name of Jesus, God. And we repent and we cut those cords now in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we break every covenant, God, where we have compromised, God, things that we had committed to you, God. We renounce every assignment of destruction, God, that has attacked every mind. I come against mental disorders tonight in the name of Jesus. God, where people have been weighed down with the cares of this life, God, we break that in the name of Jesus. I command depression to go in the name of Jesus. I command all that heaviness, all that gloom, all that despair, all that morbidity, all that wanting to die. I break it, those low mood disorders. God, we come out of agreement with that tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, I break it off. I come against spirits of the dead in the name of Jesus. I come against, God, even where people try to pray to their dead relatives, God, we break that off in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we come against right now every place where there's been wounds. And God, we come against the woundedness, God. I come against the spirit of rejection right now in the name of Jesus, God. I come against insecurity in the name of Jesus. God, we come against right now all spirits of unbelief and doubt in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, God, we right now speak the powers and principalities, God, that have ruled, God, in our houses and in our homes, God. All the dysfunction, we break it. We break it. In the name of Jesus, God, we declare right now, tonight we're going to take our homes back. I come against lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. I come against spirits of pornography in the name of Jesus. And that cycling of going back, coming out of it, and then going back, and coming out, and going back, and coming out. I break the cycle off of you in Jesus' name. Now tell it to go. You take authority over it in your life. I come against the spirit of Belial, the spirit that goes and makes a person worthless because of sexual immorality, that breaks up marriages and causes people to go into homosexuality and lesbianism. I break break off spirits of lesbianism. I break off homosexual spirits. I come against it where it has come up through the genetics and the DNA because of it being in bloodlines. And God, today we break it in the name of Jesus. And God, I command even where there's deformity in the genetics and the DNA, God, I pray healing into the genetics, into the DNA, into the organs. I command alignment in your physical body. I come against the spirit of masculinity on women in the name of Jesus. And I command right now that masculine spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Loose, loose in the name of Jesus. I come against spirits of effeminity, effeminate spirits, and I say loose and let go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, now release it. Release it. You have authority to take your life back. Start taking your life back in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come against right now where the enemy has endeavored to steal, God, literally the destinies of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, tonight we take our destiny back. Father, we ask, God, that you would purge, God, that old leaven out in the name of Jesus. God, I come against secret sins and hidden sins in the name of Jesus. Those sins that we hide, the sins that we repress. God, I come against perverted thinking and twisted thinking in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of transgression in Jesus' name. And I command it to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. God, we come against right now in the name of Jesus, all pits and hedges, God, that have come against your people, every assignment of death. We come against the assignments of death, hell, and the grave in the name of Jesus. And we renounce every ruler of the bottomless pit. We renounce spirits of Abaddon and Apollyon and the king of destruction. God, especially those that have been released into the homes and the bloodlines of people, specifically through the practicing of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. And God, we break those off in the name of Jesus. I call familiar spirits and I command generational familiar spirits of witchcraft to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Where in your bloodline, you've had people who have practiced witchcraft. You've had people or relatives that have practiced false healing and done rituals and incantations. I break that, God. We repent and I command the familiar spirit where you've been designated up through a bloodline. God, we break it in the name of Jesus. And I call it out of you. I call it out of you. Every bloodline demon of witchcraft and divination and sorcery and alchemy, come out in the name of Jesus. I come against drug addiction, spirits of addiction in the name of Jesus. I command bloodline addiction spirits in the name of Jesus. I come against addictive personalities and false personalities. I come against that spirit of alcoholism that literally targets specific bloodline family members. And I break your hold in the name of Jesus. We renounce all addiction to alcohol. We renounce all addiction to drugs in the name of Jesus, both legal and illegal. I come against spirits of Prozac and Wellbutrin and Zoloft. We come against the spirit of pharmakia right now in the name of Jesus, and we break its hold right now off you in Jesus' name. I come against medical spirits that control you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come against right now wrong and ungodly and false reports in the name of Jesus. I come against spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Spirits of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. All the infirmity, all the sickness, all the disease, I call it out in Jesus' name. I command rebellious cells to go right now In the name of Jesus, I command cells that are in your body that are in rebellion against your body. I break them off right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to tumors right now, and I command tumors to dry up in the organs. I speak to specifically a tumor in the liver, and I command it to dry up and die in the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits of blood disorders, and I command them to die. The Bible says life, or death and life are in the power of the tongue. I speak death to leukemia. I speak death to blood disorders in the name of Jesus. I speak death to cancer and growths and tumors in the name of Jesus. Now, if that's you, you start coming into agreement. Engage with me. I speak death to diabetes and arthritis in the name of Jesus. I speak death to inflammation in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. And I say, loose God's people in the name of Jesus. I come against right now spirits of unforgiveness. Come out. Bitterness, come out in the name of Jesus. I command the strong man of bitterness, loose and let go in the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits of corruption in Jesus' name. I come against acrimony and spirits of resentment in the name of Jesus. I come against critical spirits. I come against gossip in the name of Jesus. I come against words that poison others, judgmental words, and I break them in the name of Jesus, and I command them to go. I come against spirits of the occult, and I break them in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command them broken in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. I come against acid reflux in the name of Jesus, and I command right now in the name of Jesus that spirit of infirmity in the muscle at the top of your stomach and the lower end of your esophagus, in the name of Jesus, I command right now that spirit of infirmity, come out. Come out. Acid reflux, go in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in Jesus' name. I come against alcoholism in the name of Jesus. And I come against the rebellion, the fear, the poor self-image, and I call it out in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of drunkenness in Jesus' name, that personality of drunkenness, loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Allergies, I come against the spirit of anxiety and stress, and I speak to allergies. You don't have to have allergies. I command that spirit of allergy, come out. I come against the fear, the anxiety, the stress, and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I break off Alzheimer's. No one in the body of Christ should ever have Alzheimer's. I break that off right now in Jesus' name. And I declare, you should say this with me, I declare I will not have Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. I break it off. I come out of agreement with it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, I break off all self-hatred, all self-rejection, all shame, and all guilt in the name of Jesus. I come against aneurysms in the name of Jesus. And I command a spirit of aneurysm, go in the name of Jesus. I command fear of heart attacks in the name of Jesus. I come against generational heart attacks, high blood pressure, and I call you out. Come out. Tell it to go. You don't have to have heart attacks. You don't have to have high blood pressure. You don't have to have strokes. I call it out of you. I call it out of your generations in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Get it out. Release it. Release it. Say, get out. I'll not have you. I break that generational curse off my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against a spirit of anorexia in the name of Jesus. I come against bulimia in the name of Jesus. And I come against that spirit of starvation right now in the name of Jesus. I command where every time you look at yourself in the mirror, all you see is fat and ugly. And I break that off you right now. I command every time you look in the mirror, you see fat and ugly. And I command that image of fat and ugly come out. I command the voices that tell you you're ugly, that you're fat, that you're worthless. I command that to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose that false image, come out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of self-hatred, come out in the name of Jesus. All that rejection, all that abandonment, come out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of ugly, come out. That spirit of worthlessness, come out in the name of Jesus. All of it, all that self-rejection, expel, self-hate, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against arthritis. I come against joint pain. I come against inflammation. I come against swelling of the joints in the name of Jesus. And I command where you harbor anger, I release you tonight in the name of Jesus. All that harbored, repressed anger, come out. Come out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out in the name of Jesus. Pull it out. Pull it out. All that repressed anger, all that repressed bitterness, all that repressed hatred, come out in the name of Jesus. I pull it out. I pull it out. I pull it out of my life, out of my subconscious in the name of Jesus. I command where there's like voices that always remind you of all the bad that's ever been done to you. I come against those voices and I command those voices to come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all that memory recall, expel in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of abortion. And I command right now that spirit of abortion. I command the guilt, the self-hatred, the shame, come out. Come out right now. I command the bitterness towards self, come out. Spirit of abortion, come out. Spirit of death, spirit of murder, come out in the name of Jesus. I command literally where you have like empty arms. Just give that baby to Jesus right now. Release it to Jesus. And God, I call out all that torment. I command even that weeping and that crying, oh God. That motherlessness. I come against cancer that has been released and infirmity because of abortion, and I break it off of you. God is not angry at you. God loves you. And God, I break it off. I come against depression in the name of Jesus. I pray healing, God, into anyone, God, in this room that's had an abortion, God. We speak life back into them. And even where the womb has been closed up and you've not been able to conceive children, I command right now, anything that blocks your womb, be removed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against right now, in Jesus' name, spirits of sexually transmitted disease. I come against herpes and I say, dry up and die. In the name of Jesus, I curse herpes at its roots. We speak to HPV, and I curse you at your roots. In Jesus' name, I speak death right now. In the name of Jesus, to every STD that's here right now, I say you will die. I command all condemnation, all shame, all guilt. You go with it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose God's people. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I command right now spirits of lust that work with divination. I command right now spirits of deception that work with divination and spirits of rebellion that work with divination. I command you to go loose. Get out of this house. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. I command right now spirits that are wrapped around the spine and at the base of the back. I command right now all that pain to go. I speak right now to a spirit of Kundalini, and I command you to loose right now in the name of Jesus. I command right now that spirit of burning that goes up and down the spine. I command you to go. I say come out of the vertebrae in the name of Jesus. I command spirits of divination out of the back, out of the spine, in the name of Jesus. I call it out of the kidneys and out of the bladder, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, infirmity, come out of the bladder, come out of the kidneys. Spirits of the grave, come out. Spirits of death, I command pronouncements where doctors have pronounced disease over you and even given you so much time to live. I break that assignment in the name of Jesus. I cancel that report in the name of Jesus. And I give you a new report tonight. And I declare you will live and not die, and declare the glory of God in the name of Jesus. God, we command every report of death broken. Come on, break it with me in the name of Jesus. Start declaring, I will live and not die, and I will declare your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I speak to every python spirit that works with fear. In the name of Jesus, I break that spirit of control in the name of Jesus. And I command that spirit of Python that works with destruction. I command you to loose God's people and go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command every crooked spirit, every crooked serpent, every piercing serpent to go in the name of Jesus. And I release the judgment of God against you in the name of Jesus. I declare Isaiah 7:27:1, which says the great and so terrible sword of the Lord will punish the Leviathan and crooked spirit and the piercing spirit. And I loose the spirit and the sword of God to sever and cut every cord, every spirit of death, every spirit of the grave, every spirit of the cemetery. We cut them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we release the judgment of God against the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I command all torment, all mental anguish, go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every bit of wickedness, every bit of dysfunction, every gall of bitterness, every spirit of manipulation, every spirit of domination, loose God's people and go in the name of Jesus. I come against worry and fear, generational worry, fear, anxiety. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that mental torment, go, go in the name of Jesus. All that uneasiness, expel. Obsessive, compulsive behavior, come out, come out, come out. All that obsessive, compulsive behavior, loose God's people and go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I command right now all self-gratification, all selfishness to go in the name of Jesus. I speak right now to every spirit of rejection. And I command right now where you even reject healing because of all the self-rejection in you. And I command that spirit of self-rejection to move over. And I release the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ to you right now. All that self-hate, all that self-bitterness, all that condemnation, go in the name of Jesus. All the performance, come out. All that performance, all that striving achievement, all that self-centeredness, all that self-focus, all that pride, go in the name of Jesus. Come out Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I want you to just start shaking this stuff off. Shake it off. Shake it off. No more chains holding me. From now on, I am free. Start shaking off whatever, whether I've even called it out or not. You speak to it. Tell it to go. Get out of my life. Get off me. Leave me now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cast all of it out. Every shackle, every chain, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every lying vanity, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, we break it. We break it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray healing into your people. God, I pray for every place that every demon has been expelled. God, I ask that you fill those empty places right now with your Holy Spirit, God. Fill every empty place with your Spirit right now. And Father, I pray for every person in this room. God, I ask that you would go and send your angels to get every part of their mind, will, and emotions that have been fragmented and broken through any traumatic experience, through any occult experience, through any spirit of sexual immorality, through any drugs and hallucinating spirits, God, from any astral projection and out-of-body experiences, Lord. I ask, God, right now that you would send your angels and gather back to them every part of their mind, will, and emotions, God, and reintegrate them. God, where anyone has been broken, Lord, reintegrate every broken part, Lord, and heal them, Lord. Heal them, Jesus, and grow them up in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Now, God, I declare your blessings over your people, oh God, in Jesus' name. I declare they are blessed coming in and they are blessed going out in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus.
Now hear the Lord say, surely, my people, this day you have walked out of the oppression of Pharaoh. Lord says, this day I've broken the chains of slavery from off your neck. You will not be enslaved again. I hear the Lord say that even as you walk into that place of freedom, the Lord says you will take great wealth with you, says the Lord. The Lord says you will begin, the Lord says, to take possession of the territory of the enemy, says the Lord. The Lord says, I am calling you to new things. The Lord says, this is your season and this is your time. You have won the battle in your family. You have won the battle in your home. Now it's time to take greater territory for me, says the Lord. The Lord says, do not think you go forth empty-handed, because I put weapons in your hands, says the Lord. And those weapons are mighty to bring down strongholds. Those weapons are mighty to bring miracles, healing, and life, says the Lord. And the Lord says, this day I crown this church with my grace and my favor, says the Lord. And I place in your hands a scepter of rule, says the Lord. And you will rule this territory. You will rule this region. But I extend that scepter even beyond, says the Lord. I place your rule over this nation. I place your rule over nations all around, says the Lord. You will speak and you will govern, says the Lord, because I have found favor in this church. The fear of God is in this house, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you are making way for the miracles. You are making way for my glory, says the Lord. The Lord says the heavens are bursting with the glory that have been stored up to pour out over this place, says the Lord. The Lord says now there will be no restraint. There will be no holding back. You get ready and watch, says the Lord. I'm getting ready to pour out my glory and my goodness like you've never seen before, says the Lord.
And I hear the Lord say, your lives shall no longer be marked with destitution. Your lives shall no longer be marked with fear. Your lives shall no longer be marked with darkness, says the Lord. For the Lord says, my power and my goodness is revealed tonight, says the Lord. And I hear the Lord say, continue to push and drive out the forces of darkness out of your life. Do not allow the enemy to take places in your life that belong to me, says the Lord. Do not allow it. I've given you power and I've given you authority. Take authority over the spirit and the power of darkness. And take authority over his works. And do not submit. Do not submit to that voice, says the Lord. For the Lord said, I put it within you. I put it within you to defy the works of darkness, says the Lord. And I have planted within you my spirit. My spirit have I planted within you. And I hear the Lord say that I'm breaking off all the hopelessness and all the destitution. And even I hear the Lord say, I'm even breaking off sexual addictions off of your life. I'm breaking off addictions to drugs and alcohol, says the Lord. I'm drinking. I hear the Lord say, I'm breaking those demonic strongholds, and I'm pulling them down. As you work with me, you'll see my power, and you'll see a manifestation of my goodness, says the Lord. And the Lord says, don't doubt. Do not doubt the work that I've begun, for I will be faithful to perfect and complete it, says the Lord.
Amen. Now, as we go tonight, maybe your first time here, you're just getting started. You need to learn what deliverance is. You need to learn how to start taking back territory in your life. You need to learn how to recognize works of darkness in your life. You need to be in class. You do, I'm sorry. There's no other way to do it. No other way to do it. Whatever holds you. You know how I got into deliverance? Because I hated what was going on in my house. I got tired of the devil stealing and taking from our family. And we were living for God, but we had so much junk from our past and our generations. And no pastor, nobody could help us till we found some just plain old guy that knew how to do deliverance. And we began to get ourselves free. He was way out of state. We had to go to see him. But we began to learn, and we began to study, and we began to take authority step. And have we arrived? No, but we've come a long way, baby. I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you what, we are experiencing freedom we never had before in our life. We're experiencing miracles and healings and God doing what he wants in our lives. God is waiting on the church. God is waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool. And we're all called. We're all called. Get yourself free and then go out and set others free. Amen. You can shake all this junk off. Amen. If there's anybody here tonight and you've not been filled with the Holy Spirit and you'd like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you an opportunity. It is so easy to be filled with the baptism. Jesus said, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So if you ask, now God is not a liar. He said, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So all you need to do is ask tonight. Then in Acts 2:4, it says, they were filled and they began to speak in other tongues. Who began to speak in other tongues? They did. Who is going to have to speak in other tongues? You are. You are. See, we have a whole lot of engaging in this whole thing, don't we? You engage in your deliverance. You speak to the mountains. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to fill me, to baptize me with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, just as on the day of Pentecost, when they were filled and they began to speak in other tongues, I will begin right now to speak into my new prayer language in the name of Jesus. Now begin to speak, all of you. Let's pray in the spirit. Come on, let's make a roar. Stand up and let's pray in the spirit. God, we thank you. Glory, glory. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you want prayer, we're going to have the prayer team up here. If you didn't get released and the Holy Ghost come, you do not want to walk out of this house tonight without your prayer language. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is one of the most awesome experiences God could ever give us. And you don't want to get robbed of that. Amen? Amen? We invite you to come back. Go and be blessed in the name of Jesus.